It's easy to make our gospel reading for today all about money. After all, it talks about money. Whether it's talking about the great sums of the rich or the two small copper coins of the widow, money is certainly in view. But to make it only about money misses the deeper point that Jesus wants to make. Money is really only a part of this. It is an example of something greater at work. Jesus, in our reading, sits down opposite the treasury box, and he's watching people put money in. This box had been set up since the days of the kings for people to contribute, especially for the upkeep of the temple. Now, you can imagine all kinds of people bringing money to this box. Some, no doubt, were making a show of it. They wanted to make sure everybody knew how much they were giving and when they were giving it. I'm sure that there were some, though, that didn't make too much of a fuss. They were just doing what they had always done. But everybody that Jesus saw was putting in large sums, so that the box was full to bursting. But unnoticed by everyone, except God, came a poor widow who put in practically nothing. Our translation renders what she gave as two small copper coins which make a penny, which is a fine translation because it gets the point across. But the original is two lepta, which make a quadrants. A quadrans was a small Roman copper coin, and 64 of them would make a denarius. And a denarius, of course, is what you paid a worker on average for one day's work. And a denarius is the amount that you would need to buy the food for that day. So this copper coin then, these two small copper coins, were hardly anything at all. She couldn't even buy a loaf of bread with it. But she still put the coins into the box, and then she walked away. But that must not have been easy for her, Christians. Widows in those days, after all, were often very poor, because without a husband to support her, she was entirely at the mercy of the community. She either had to rely on whatever other family she had, or she had to rely on the charity of those around her. But if she didn't have either of those things, well, then she would have nothing at all. And so it was for this poor woman. All that she had were these two small copper coins, her entire life savings, as it were, which she had now given to the Lord. But she had done a far greater thing, Jesus says, than all those who came before her. As Jesus says in verse 44 of our reading, "For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Now, Jesus does not mean that she somehow did a greater work because she gave 100%. As if the amount was the point here. Nor does he mean that her poverty somehow made her offering better. Rather, by this simple act, this woman showed a far deeper trust in God than the rich who came before her. They gave out of their abundance, but she gave out of her poverty, trusting in the Lord to care for her. Because think about the rich Christians. Think about what went through their minds as they were considering how much to give. They probably thought about their expenses for the coming month. They probably thought about the income that they were likely to receive. They probably considered all those unforeseen events that crop up in life and tried to figure out how they might deal with it. They totaled it all up in their head. And assuming they weren't just doing it for show, they probably then asked, how much could they reasonably give? How much am I going to contribute to this offering box? But they were always doing it with an eye towards what could be. If I gave this much to the box, what's going to happen? Will I be ready for emergencies? Will I be able to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of? Am I going to be okay if I give this much? There's always a question mark hanging over their heads. They are always putting a but at the end of every one of their sentences. And if it really came down to it, Christians, I have no doubt that if things were tough, they would give less. In other words, their trust in God only went as far as they could see. If the money was gone, then their trust in God would go away right along with it. But the widow does not do this, which is perhaps surprising, because you might think that she would be even worse, that she would absolutely be the kind of person always asking, what if, what if, what if? But no. She takes the two small copper coins, all the money she has in her name. She takes them knowing that giving these coins could very well mean her life is going to be harder in the immediate future. But she still gives them to the Lord anyway, trusting in Him to care and to provide for her. Because Christians, even if the coins are gone, God is not. And that's all that really matters. And so you can see then, when we see it in this way, oh, this isn't just about money. Money is only one part of these things. Money is a good example of what it means to have this kind of trust in God. But it doesn't have to be about money. It could be about anything. What about my job? What about my health? What about some move that I have to make? What about the drought? What about my family? What about major changes in my life? What's going to happen? Will it be okay? Will I be okay? It is so easy to be like the rich in this reading, always fretting, always wondering, and forgetting at the same time that the Lord has done so many good things and will continue to do them for those who love Him. But we are called to be like this widow instead, with an unshakable trust in God, willing to put ourselves entirely into His hands, without anxiety and without worry, knowing that God will never let the righteous fall. And even if things are hard, even if God permits us to struggle for a while, we can trust that He means it for good. So that in all things, we can lean on God, who is our rock and our fortress. But how do we do that? We ask. How do we find such trust in God? Especially when things are so uncertain. Which, Christians, is really just another way of asking, why can we trust God? Well, we can trust Him for the same reason that the widow did. Because He has never failed. Think back to the past. Think back to the hard times that have happened in your life. Whether it was when the crops were especially bad, when money was tight, whatever the problem was, ask yourself, did God fail you then? Did you really not make it through? And if that's the case, how are you here right now? And since you are here right now, since it's clear that God has taken care of you, what makes you think that God's going to fail you now? What makes you think that this situation is so much worse than any other, except your anxiety, which says that it is? Can you not see how much God cares for you? Can you not see how much He has always cared for you? And Christians, we have an even better reason to trust in God. We have Jesus Christ. And because we have Jesus, we know that God will never fail us. This is what Paul means when he says in Romans chapter 8, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" Christians, if God did not spare his own son, if God did the hardest thing of all by handing Jesus over to die, do you think that he's somehow forgotten you? Do you think that he's now going to hesitate to do what is so much easier to do? Do you think that he's going to say no to your problems when he's already said yes in Jesus Christ? Jesus is the proof that we have a gracious and a loving Father, a Father who cares for us, a Father who knows what we need even before we ask him, a Father who works all things for good for those who love him. The widow gave everything, confident that God would not fail her in her need. We can have that same confidence that God will not fail us because of Jesus Christ, his Son. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who graciously gives us all things through your Son, cause us to always trust in you, knowing that your promises can never fail and that your mercies never come to an end. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.